Livewire with Paul Turner.
Hello, I'm Paul Turner. Welcome to Livewire. And my guest today on the show is hit recording artist, singer, songwriter, Dean Friedman. Welcome to the show.
Pleased to be here, Paul. How you doing?
Absolutely fine, thank you. You marked your entry into the top 20 singles chart with Ariel. And how did that song come about?
Well, Well, I was fiddling around with a 4-track TX recorder. It was the early days of multi-track recording. And just having fun with singing a lot of background vocals and harmonies, and sort of came up with that chorus and then sort of structured the song around it. And at first I was a little self-conscious because not much happens in the song. You know, a guy meets a girl, they go out on a date, they wind up, you know, making out and in front of the TV. But then I ran into some teenage girls on my block that heard this song and accused me of reading their diaries. So at that reaction, I realized that maybe there was something about this song that struck a chord. And there is one line in the song where he picks her up in his new VW van and he says, "Hi." She says, "Yeah, I guess I am." And that peculiar expression became a catchphrase all over the United States when the song went top 20. And that is always something I found amusing.
Well, of course, you've had other big hits like Lydia, Lucky Stars and such things, which we'll come to in a bit. But one of my things, I just cannot believe the BBC banned the McDonald's song that you did. And that's because it mentioned fast food places, which I don't understand, because there was actually a hit in the charts over here. They must have changed the rules, and it mentioned practically every fast food place you can imagine. Was it banned in America at all?
Well, actually, in America, it became a national TV and radio commercial. So it's funny how those things work out. Although it take them 30 years to finally come around and call me up and say, "Mr. Friedman, we'd like to license your song." But, you know, I guess patience pays off.
So apart from writing songs, you compose and you produce soundtracks for TV and films.
Well, I did the music for several seasons of Boone. It starred Michael Elphick and Neil Morrissey. I've done soundtracks for game shows and TV shows here in the United States. And I did the music for the low-budget, cult classic horror film, I Bought a Vampire Motorcycle. And the title track was She Runs on Blood, Not Gasoline.
So do you prefer writing songs or writing music for TV and films?
Well, you know, I enjoy all of it. It's always great fun. You know, writing the song can get a little painful sometimes, but finishing the song is always very satisfying. And then getting to share it with folks. And like when I tour England in a couple of weeks, July through October, I'll be all over the UK. And it's always fun to get up on stage and just share my music with what's always an appreciative audience. The commuting gets a little tedious, but the gigs themselves are fine.
I believe you produced and presented a BBC Radio Scotland show, something about Americans?
It's called Real American Folk, and I got to sort of share a lot of contemporary songwriters from the Hudson Valley, where I live, northeastern United States, right along the Hudson River, with the Scottish audience. And it was great fun. I really enjoyed it. It was nice being on the other side of this microphone for once.
And did you understand the Scottish at all, their accents?
I'm getting better at it. When I first started touring, the further north I went, the more complicated it was to understand what anyone was saying. But I think I'm getting accustomed to how they sound. And I think they may be getting accustomed to how I sound. And I spent a lot of time in Scotland, actually. I'm heading there in a couple of weeks because this will be the 11th year I've done the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And I'll be doing a 3-week run in the Grass Market in a place called the Sweet Venues in the Grass Market. It's always a great place to be in August. It's just surrounded by performers and artists of every ilk doing their stuff, and always very inspiring.
Now, you can tell us all about Smelly Feet and why that name.
Well, ever since I had kids, I wrote a bunch of silly kids songs, which I think any songwriter with kids is apt to do. And I had one song called Smelly Feet that kids in live performance always really enjoyed. And so one day I just thought, well, gee, maybe I'll build a little silly children's musical around this song. And I, you know, selected a bunch of songs from my kid catalog, a bunch of silly songs, and wrote a silly story about a kid named Pete, two best friends, Pete and Danny, and Pete has a bad case of smelly feet, so they spend all day trying to find a cure for his smelly feet by doing, you know, sort of dumb experiments, trying to figure out why they're smelly, and so they rub honey on his feet, thinking that that'll make him smell better, but they're, of course, attacked by bees. Anyway, eventually they do find a cure, it has a happy ending, and turns out Pete just needed to change his socks, but mostly it was a fun excuse for me to put all these goofy songs together and in a show, and it turns out to be a hit. Kids really loved it, and it ran two seasons at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and it's touring right now in the UK. In fact, you go to my website in the gig section, you can see all my dates, July through October, but also you can see the performances through the end of the summer of Smelly Feet, a children's musical that really stinks.
Now, one of your albums, Treehouse Journals, I believe that was funded by your fans.
Actually, my last three albums were funded through my website by my fans by pre-ordering the website. It's just another, you know, it's a form of crowdfunding. Marillion is the first band to do it, and I followed shortly after them years ago. And that's how I've financed my albums ever since. I'm financing the next one that way as well. Have developed a website called adoptanartist.net. And any musician or artist of any type can join the site and create their own campaign. And if you're curious, just check it out, adoptanartist.net, or you can find it through my website, deanfriedman.com.
Well, see, Edinburgh Fringe Festival, like, is that good?
There's nothing quite like it. It's the oldest and largest arts festival in the world, and for 3 weeks in August, it's the place to be. It's besieged by thousands, tens of thousands of artists and performers, doing at least 3,000 shows throughout the month in 300 venues, and it is really inspiring. There's something to do and see, and amazing performances going on day and night. For any performer who's used to being sort of like a fish out of water, being in Edinburgh in August is being in a sort of a giant aquarium filled with multicolored fish. It's great fun.
What's the plans for the future?
Well, you know, I kind of enjoy what I've been doing all this time. So I just hope to keep doing more of it and sort of reconnecting with my listening audience, so over in the UK in particular, but also here in the United States. And, you know, do more recording, do more writing. I really enjoyed the children's musicals that I've done, and so I hope to do more of that in the future as well.
And do you do social media at all?
Well, you know, ever since I put up my website, that's how I communicate with my audience, through my website, through my email list, through, you know, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. So if anyone wants to get updates and gig alerts and find out about the next record, you're invited to join the email list. Just send me an email to dean@deanfriedman.com, or you can tweet, or, you know, go to Facebook say hi. And I'll keep in touch, let you know what's happening.
So we're going back again now. Lucky Stars, obviously, I would say the most popular over here. First of all, is there a story behind the song? And for a lot of people that don't know, who was the woman on there, as she wasn't credited in England on the single?
Well, that was just down to the idiocy of my record label. Her name is Denise Marsa, and Denise still performs and writes her own songs and sings. I wrote it during a summer. I was driving a taxi cab in New York, listening to a lot of country music on the radio. And at the time, there were not a lot of pop duets, but there had always been a long-standing tradition of duets in country music. So in some ways, Lucky Stars was sort of my pop version of a country duet, sort of done as a mini musical. That's how I always saw it. In fact, my record label didn't want it on the album. I had to argue it, let them keep it. Turns out people enjoyed it.
So what happens when you perform that one live?
Well, usually I invite the audience to help out because this upcoming tour is something I'm doing solo. And usually the audience knows the words better than me. So I rely on that, and they do a great job.
That must be amazing.
It's great fun. Come to one of the gigs and you can sing along.
Can't be bad. Put me tight trousers on first so I can sound like a woman. Right. Well, I'll get you to introduce that in a minute as we finish. First of all, I'd like to thank you for being on the show, and definitely good luck with everything in the future, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for listening, and maybe catch you folks on the road. And again, anyone interested in finding out where I'm playing in your neck of the woods or any upcoming album projects, just go visit my website, deanfriedman.com, join the email list, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay, so if you'd like to introduce Lucky Stars, we'll end off with that one.
Well, here's a song that I think is familiar to folks, but I think the story is even more familiar to folks. It's sort of a loving squabble that ends up by them making up. And here's Lucky Stars.
but that's okay. You don't have to look so glum.
Do you still love me?
Yes, I still love you.
You mean you're not just being nice?
No, not just being nice.
Do you feel sleepy?
Oh, you're so sincere. Yes, I feel sleepy.
Well, slide over here, cause I may not be all that bright, but I know how to hold you tight. And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
And we can thank our lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media.